Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletters on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. So let's begin with the show. Now that that is all done, and this show is right before a new moon, so there's great significance to the lunar cycle. And Saint Germain will also talk a little bit about that, especially about the power of the new moon. Often we focus on the full moon with its influence on us, because we can feel it the most. But equally important is the new moon, and often not so much appreciated. Because the new moon is about the willingness to empty yourself. Very much the moon itself has at that time no light, no reflection of the sunlight. And so the night is very dark. And yet through that darkness you can see things that otherwise you couldn't see. You can see the stars much better that otherwise sometimes are getting dimmed out through the light of the full moon. But focus on the show is emptiness. Emptiness as a necessity on the path of transformation, as a tool of transformation, as an important part at the beginning of each new cycle. And what does it mean, emptiness? What does it really mean to any of us, emptiness? Emptiness of what? Of emptiness of knowledge, emptiness of ourselves? Do we lose our identities through being empty? And what about all those guidance of having a vision in your mind? If you have a vision in your mind, then you're not empty. So how can you be empty and also hold some kind of vision or some kind of intent within yourself to give yourself direction? And emptiness depicts part of a cycle that is also known a little bit as a dark night of the soul. It is that part where we've reached a certain level of awareness, we've gained wisdom, we've reached a place of comfort. And in this place of comfort, we find ourselves choosing to take the next leap of faith. We make a significant choice. Usually that triggers us going through the dark night of the soul or us emptying ourselves. It is a choice of saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to learn something new. I'm ready to find out more about who I am, to express more of my divinity, to have clearer connection with the hierarchy of light. Those are all significant choices that can trigger the emptiness process. And for us to receive a new frequency, a new knowledge, a new ability, a new alignment with the hierarchy of light, we have to release something of what we've been holding on to. We have to open ourselves up so that something new can come in. So the emptying process is a very important process, and yet it is often connected also with the sense of fear. We find that as we have reached this higher perspective, this place of wisdom, this place of comfort, we've worked really hard for it. And we are not so willing to just let go of that because we sweated for it. And the idea of doing all this work all over again and start all over again does not always sit well with us. I know for myself, it doesn't always sit well with me. And I say to the hierarchy of light, what, I have to go through this again? But it is part of the cycle of life. It is part of nature. It is part of being human. We see it in nature all the time. We see it with the lunar cycles. In those parts of the earth where you have the four seasons, you see it with winter and spring and summer, autumn and winter again. So you see it in front of you. And when you look at the human life, you see it there too. On a much broader scale, you of course have the births and then the deaths and then the reincarnation with the new births. In smaller cycles, you have situations in your life that end and bring a new beginning. And if you weren't willing to close the door to one experience, how can you ever open yourself up to a new experience? And so the emptying process is very significant. And the masters always talk about emptiness, awareness, and choice. When you're filled up with all these attachments and all these perceptions and need to know and ways to see things, how then can you have a new experience? How then can you even experience a miracle? It is your willingness to be empty, to not know, to not already have the answer for something, that very new information or new life experiences can be given to you. And I give you an example. A friend of mine who does always the same thing, and I'm staying neutral because I don't want to say names and I don't even want to talk about relationships, but a person, let's say, who's always done the same thing. So when the day came that I saw that the same thing would happen again, I actually decided to not go there. I decided to empty myself, to release any preconceived ideas, and to let the divine take over, to open myself up through my emptiness to a new experience. And long and behold, the person who always has done the same thing over and over again did something totally different, and by doing that supported me in a way that I never expected. So this example shows you that when we are willing to not have any attachments, when we are willing to truly be in the present moment, in the here and now, without already running ahead and seeing things that we expect to work out in certain ways, we can bring beautiful miracles into our life. And that is also the power of transformation. The power of transformation is not purging to bring pain and discomfort. The idea of transformation is to change situations from the past and create something that is new, that is more liberating, that is more freeing. So the idea is to take something that you might have been using to define yourself as, that might have been your structure, that might have been something that gave you an identity, that you're willing to let go of that by stepping into the unknown, by taking this famous leap of faith and allow yourself that free for. And often there's actually a struggle that is going on. And that struggle is really the dark night of the soul, because there's a part of us, a very human part, that wants to hang on to the past, that wants to hang on to the stories that have defined us. And then there's the adventurous part within us, the one that wants to free itself from any kind of connections to the past. And that is the part that wants to move forward, that is willing to have trust and faith, and that is willing to step into the unknown. And so there's that tug of war going on between those two aspects within ourselves that can sometimes get very severe. And really what it's all about is control. The moment you're willing to let go of control, the moment you're willing to say to yourself that I am part of something greater, and I do not know all the answers, nor do I need to know all the answers. If I am willing to be that open, empty vessel, available for that greater self of me to come in and come through me, then all the answers will be provided to me at the appropriate time. I can surrender. I can relax. I can allow myself to take a deep breath. And most importantly, I don't have to take myself so serious anymore or the situation I'm in. Because the reason why we take our situation so serious sometimes is because we feel like we are carrying the whole weight of the world on our shoulders. We have to figure this out. We have to have a plan A and a plan B in case this happens. But we really don't. We really don't need to have a plan. We can allow ourselves to surf the waves of transformation, and in doing so, experience being supported in a way that before wasn't even available to us. And so letting go, emptying yourself, allowing yourself to take each moment at a time can be a profound empowerment to you. And it is always about empowerment. Where have you given your power away by attaching yourself to a story that has weakened you, that has made you less than you are? Because the moment you open yourself up to your true divine presence, you also open yourself up to being so much more, to truly living in the knowing that you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is. And that by being part of that, by being part of creation, creation is taking care of you and of me and of whoever that is part of creation. So the path that you then walk is a path of inner peace. Because as you empty yourself, you move away from the struggle of needing to have a solution to allowing a solution to present itself. And often we use confusion to make us nervous or afraid or even drive us a little bit crazy and nuts at times. But really the confusion and the not knowing is showing us that there isn't the right time yet to act. It is not that the answer isn't there. It simply is not time yet to act. So if you allow yourself, instead of always pushing forward and seeking all the answers and seeking all the solutions, if you allow yourself to just stop and to just say, now is not the time to make a decision. And I release the fear that I might have of missing an opportunity in the knowing that I will recognize the opportunity. I will recognize the path that is going to be given to me to tread into a form of liberation, into a healthier life, into a new job opportunity. When you're in the midst of a job that doesn't work out for you at all, you often ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I not finding another job? Or even more so, why am I jobless? Why have I not found another job? If you only allow yourself to let go of the need to figure this out or to have, but to be in the moment, then you will see that through this space that is created for you by not having a job, there are opportunities given to you of self-healing and self-expression that then will lead to more opportunities that then will lead to the right job that will bring you joy and happiness. Because the truth is that you're no longer working because somewhere along the line you said to yourself, you made the choice that this job no longer fulfills you and that you're ready for something else. And so don't be surprised when that then happens, but also don't force the issue of trying to figure out what the next step needs to be, but allow yourself to be empty for a while. Just like the new moon is such a perfect example in its emptiness, it starts a new cycle of allowing itself to be filled up with light again. And so for us, it's not different. For us too, it's through this emptiness. We allow very new opportunities to be given to us that otherwise we would miss, because we would keep ourselves busy and busy and busy. And that's when we don't see what's right in front of us. And so when you are in a relationship, when you are in a work situation, when you are in any situation, really, and you find yourself wanting to know, wanting to get out of it, take a couple of deep breaths and choose to empty yourself. Choose to let go of all expectations and be right in the present moment, making yourself available for what is maybe already right there in front of you. And you weren't able to see it because you were so busy trying to figure out why you are where you are, why this is happening to you, why you, why not someone else, and asking yourself all these questions. So, allow yourself to slow down, to empty yourself now. Again, allow yourself now through deep inner breathing to let go of any attachment, any thought patterns, anything that is holding you tight, that is holding you limited in a way, that is gripping you by your heart and is creating fear in you. Breathe it out and allow yourself to be empty and aware to what is being presented next to you. No expectations, no need to know, just empty yourself. And there's something to be said about being on the journey that we find ourselves on right now. Everything has been speeding up, and I'm sure you must have felt it too. And 2016 certainly holds that sense of acceleration for all of us, and even more purging and more releasing and more choices of deciding what serves us and what doesn't. And when you do not allow yourself to surrender and to empty yourself whenever it is necessary, what begins happening is that you're going to find that it's going to become rather painful. There is tension building up, there is discomfort on many levels. So allowing yourself to flow with the river of life, allowing yourself, even so it might be fast, and it might be frightening fast, because for me sometimes it feels like I'm moving with such a speed that I don't even know where it's going to take me. It's so fast and there's so many things happening. One, two, three. I can't really slow down anymore. And every time another opportunity is given to me, I say either yes or no. It's either in alignment with my heart or not. Even in that way that I am asked to prepare myself for anything, it's very short from one moment to the next. It is not that I have weeks and weeks of time to prepare myself for anything. It is when an event happens on one day, it's sometimes within 24 hours beforehand that that is the time given to me to prepare myself for whatever I need to do. Under different circumstances, it could create a lot of fear. It could create a lot of friction. And yet, here's a perfect opportunity to allow yourself to have trust and faith to something greater than you. And that is the key of emptying yourself. It is that the moment you're willing to let go of all the attachment, you have trust and faith that you're not going to get hurt. Because emptying yourself also means to become vulnerable in a way. You open yourself up to a state of vulnerability that then in turn might open you up to what you might consider outer attacks or something like that. But there has to be that trust and faith that you're surrounded by this choir of angels or your holy guardian angel or those who've walked the path of enlightenment before you, as well as your own spiritual self, your divine I Am presence, and that you're being truly supported through this so that you can let yourself fall. And you know that when you let yourself fall, when you let go of all attachments, when you let go of situations that no longer serve you, when one door closes, another door will open. And this, I promise you, and you can talk to anyone who has gone through cycles like this, who has gone through dark nights of the soul. Every time it happens, it is a little less longer. It is a little less painful because you remember the last time that this too shall pass. It is a little bit more comforting in the knowing that through this, you're gaining new knowledge. You're gaining new treasures that otherwise you wouldn't be gaining. And so there's also that little bit of carrot that's being put in front of you by the hierarchy of light, by your divine I Am presence, that when you go into this new cycle of your life, in whatever way it appears, that there is something that you will receive in return for your willingness to let go and to have trust and to have faith and to empty yourself out. So with that being said, I'm going to turn the word over to Saint Germain, and we are going to listen to the first piece of music by Mike Snyder. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time again. And I invite you, if you haven't already done so, to close your eyes for a moment and to take a few deep breaths. Feel your physical self right now. It is a very sacred part of you. It is the manifested part of divinity. And so your physicality, your body, becomes the holy grail for your spiritual self. And as such, I invite you to honor it, to love it, and to respect it. Because as you love it and respect it, you gain a new understanding of the meaning of emptying yourself out. Emptying yourself out is similar to doing spring cleaning in your home. Emptying yourself out is a willingness to go within and to ask yourself, what is it within yourself, what belief system that no longer serves you? It also asks you to look at your life and to make new choices as to what really is in alignment with your heart. So it asks you for a certain level of honesty. You can always create one illusion after another, trying to tell you that there are certain aspects in your life that are extremely important, and without them, you cannot live. But the truth is, you need absolutely nothing to have everything. It is in your willingness to be that empty vessel of the divine that you create a very sacred symbiotic relationship between you, your physical you, your emotional you, your mental you, but most importantly, your spiritual you. You can begin to experience an expanded part of your own self that otherwise you would not even be able to notice. So again, right now I invite you to take a few more deep breaths, and in this breathing, expand your consciousness outwards, outward so that from the outside you look upon your physical vessel. And in doing so, even though you might not see yourself fully, but in doing so, I invite you to gently touch your physical body, to acknowledge it for what it is meant to be. You have filled it up with so many things, so much clutter. And of course, life on this earth at this time can provide with a lot of clutter. Whether it is opinions, whether it is life experiences, whether it is stories that you've picked up from someone else and that you've made your own, there's so much that you've filled this body up with. And so I invite you now to envision within your heart area of your body a wolf that you can open up almost like a faucet. You can even envision a faucet that is coming out of your heart and open it up and allow all of that, what you've been carrying around with you for so long, to flow out, to release it, to let the pressure that has been building up within you, to let it come out. You've carried so much. And even within your spiritual path, you have taken on that belief that you have to carry all of this, these tools, these things, these have-tos and musts within you. And the truth is, the most important way to open up to your spirituality and your spiritual self is through the willingness to be empty. So again, envision all of that that has been within you to ooze out of that faucet that is connected to your heart. Use your in-breath and out-breath to support this process as I infuse you right now also with the cosmic violet flame to assist in this process of transforming and transmuting anything that is no longer serving you to be released out of you through that faucet. And it will be taken in by the golden light of the Christ essence itself to be purified and to be merged back into all that is. And feel how the pressure is suddenly within you subsiding, how it is becoming easier to breathe. And all I'm saying to you is that there's absolutely nothing that you have to hang on to right now. That in your willingness to be empty, everything that needs to stay in your life will come right back to you. There's everything that must go at this time because of your willingness to shift to a new consciousness, a new frequency. It will simply fade away. Effortlessly, easily, without you having to work for it. The question is, are you willing to let go? Are you willing to empty yourself? And just like the new moon, you are also at this time stepping into a new cycle in your life. The power of transformation throughout the month of March was strong upon you. And you crossed many thresholds. And you made many new choices. And you opened up your heart further. That is most beautiful. But now, allow yourself to get ready for another infusion of light. An infusion of light It will be given to you by Buddha at the next full moon. And so for this to take place, it is of the utmost importance to be willing to be empty and ready and available for this new light and illumination, for this new divine wisdom to enter you. So everything that we are going to be doing leading up to this full moon will be in preparation for this infusion of light. So now at this time, allow yourself to leave your physical body behind and to raise yourself up into the higher forms of consciousness. Leave your body behind. Leave wherever you're sitting, that room, leave that behind. And even leave the earth behind and just let yourself be uplifted. Because you are part of the human consciousness. There's much also that you've taken on a higher level to help transform and transmute into love and light on behalf of all. And you're also part of this consciousness of the solar system, even so you do not even sometimes feel that or know that. But we are now inviting you to raise yourself up and to allow yourself to be pulled into the womb of God's earth creator, all that is. That womb, also known as the great void, is going to allow you to feel the true power of emptiness, the true power of being nothing to then become something. It is in this place of openness that you will begin to understand the divine vision that is always offered to you, that is your true heritage, that is your true divine blueprint. It will be shown to you. But for that, it is for you to overcome that fear that always triggers you to want to be something, to want to be a light worker, a healer, a guide, a mother, a teacher, or whatever else it is that you feel you should be. And so in this place, you will find a little bit of a struggle for a moment. There are forces at play within and around you that are so much greater. And now that you're doing this work on behalf of humanity, so you will feel the part of you very much in that emptiness of the womb, of the great void of all that is. You will feel the pull of the part of you that is afraid to not have some form of structure, to not have some form of direction, out of fear that that then would mean that you're aimless, that you get lost, that you might become so vulnerable that anything can snatch you up. But it is about trust and faith. So feel yourself floating in the vastness of nothingness, where there is no light, and yet within no light, there is substance. There is something. There is a light. And that light is you. That light is within the deepest parts of your own self. And that light will now offer you a vision of your own true divine path. And so we will now play for this process of emerging yourself into this vastness and feeling the light is in the emptiness that is going to bring you the vision of your true divine blueprint, so your willingness to be empty. We are now going to play the second piece of music by Mike Snyder. So allow yourself now slowly to be called back by your physical self. And that is the idea, to be actually magnetically called back because you're in a very unique place that is beyond space, beyond time, beyond any dimensions, because you truly for a moment were in the world that is not the world of the manifestation, but the unmanifested world. So let yourself simply be called and flow from being nothing into being something. Envision yourself as light pouring into your physical body, into that empty vessel, the holy grail you've left behind. It is the most beautiful part of you that without you wouldn't be able to bring forth that light that is your true essence. And so as you begin to re-enter your physical self, and as you begin to allow the translation of what you've received in the higher realms to enter every cell of your body, there is a new vibrational frequency that you're going to feel within your physical self. It is an understanding, a willingness, an openness to the idea that you truly do not have to hang on to anything. Because hanging on to something comes from a place of fear. The fear that you're not going to be provided for. But there is no need for that, because you're part of something so much greater. So love yourself enough that you know that all these thoughts of limitations, all these thoughts of structure, all these thoughts of things you have to do are only keeping you deaf to the voice that is really speaking within your heart. So take a couple of deep breaths now and listen. Because that what you thought you've left behind, that vastness, that void, that place of nothingness, the womb of the divine, it is within you. It's always been within you. So take a couple of deep breaths. And listen. Listen to your true inner calling. And if it is still, then it is because it needs to be. It will only speak when appropriate. So don't get nervous when you don't hear it right away. Don't get nervous when your divine I Am presence doesn't speak to you immediately. Be willing to be a little bit more patient. And also ask yourself, what might be interfering? What keeps you so busy that you can't hear what is being said? So I invite you also to take a couple of deep breaths and feel your connection between your feet and the earth. This is all part of it. You are part of the earth, not separate. You're not just doing this for yourself. You are emptying yourself out to help earth emptying herself of all those parts that simply no longer serve her. All this climate change and all the turmoil that is felt in many places around the earth, sometimes for catastrophes, sometimes for earthquakes. These are all ways that also earth is trying to ask humanity as a whole to pay attention. To pay attention and make some new choices. New choices necessary to step into a new consciousness of love and oneness and peace. So listen to the earth. Listen to her heartbeat, because it is also your heartbeat. And reach out with your consciousness to the moon, because the moon is teaching you the language of your soul. The moon is teaching you about the necessity of cycles in your life, that you cannot always be full and filled with something, but that there's a time for everything. There's also a time to be willing to be empty and to wait in the knowing that that emptiness will at some point be replaced by something. But you do not need to know right now what that is. You will know when the time comes. I promise you, none of you will miss the bus or the train or the airplane. We will make sure of that. The fact that you've chosen to be here on Earth at this time ensures that you're not going to miss a boat. The fact that you've chosen to live through these shifts in the last 20 years with such intensity and the willingness that you are showing to prepare yourself to bring more of your divine essence through, to go through the purging, to not give up, to maintain a form of communication with us, which all of you do, all in your own unique way. No one is better, no one is worse, but all of this shows that you're not going to be left behind. On the contrary, we will continue to support you. But through your emptiness and awareness, that is how you will be able to recognize when something new is knocking at your door. And instead of being afraid and keeping the door closed because of everything that has already been filling you up from the past, you will be able to open that door and to let in something very beautiful. Your true divine heritage, your gifts, your power, your enlightenment, but most importantly, your love. And then you become fully, to another extent, the Christ consciousness, the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness in action. And that has nothing to do with a religion, but everything to do with an awareness, with a level of consciousness that is about peace and love and joy. Now that my love is with you always, I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Namaste. Well, thank you, Saint Germain. That was very beautiful. And of course, now it's hard for me to talk, but I will do the closing. And with that, I would like to thank all of you for being part of our show today. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment, especially considering that we have now the new moon coming up. I invite you to go out there and to connect with the new moon and to really feel the message that the new moon is giving you by being willing to be empty too, by being willing to be open, by being willing to accept and embrace the darkness, not as the enemy, but as a potential for something new to come. And so I'm looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to this show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Next week, Saint Germain's focus will be on helping you even further to prepare yourself for the infusion of the great light and illumination offered to you at the Vesak Festival at the next full moon when Buddha descends into the Vesak Festival to usher the new energy frequencies and also to give out dispensation to support you on your spiritual path. It is truly a very profound time that I very much invite you to find groups to gather with that offer some kind of service for that time. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. And with that, I will close now for today. It is always such a great joy to be with all of you. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste, peace out, and may you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.